We start with the name of Allah. We praise Allah and thank Him for the blessing of Islam. We humbly ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his kind al and companions, and to protect his nation from that which he fears for it. We ask Allah to grant us the proper intention, the comprehension, and the reward in the hereafter. Sincerity, ikhlas, in obeying Allah is among the obligations of the heart. It is also one of the good characteristics in Islam. Sincerity in obeying Allah is doing the good deeds for the sake of Allah only. It is not doing them seeking the praise and respect of people. Allah made sincerity a condition for the acceptance of the good deeds. Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Verse 110 of Surah Al-Kahf means, let the one who believes in the Day of Judgment do good deeds, without seeking the praise of the people by doing so. The sincere person is the one who performs the good deeds, be it praying, fasting, hajj, zakah, or reciting Quran, seeking the reward from Allah, and not for the sake of people praising and mentioning Him. The one who is praying should be performing obedience for the sake of Allah only, not so the people will say, so-and-so prays, he does not miss any obligation. Also, the one who is fasting should be fasting for the sake of Allah only. The same applies to the case of the one who is giving zakah, sadaqah, donation, reciting the Quran, or anyone who is performing a good deed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ أَحَدَكُمْ إِذَا عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَنْ يُتْقِنَهُ قِيلْ وَمَا إِتْقَانُهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالْ يُخْلِصُهُ مِنَ الرِّيَاءِ وَالْبِدْعَةِ. Which means, certainly Allah loves for one of you when performing a deed to perform it properly. Someone said, how is that, O Messenger of Allah? He replied, one does it only for the sake of God and according to the rules of the religion, narrated by As-Suyuti. Riya, insincerity, on the other hand, is the opposite of sincerity. It is doing the good deeds such as fasting for the praise of the people and the admiration. Insincerity nullifies the reward of the deed. The performer of any deed that is done with insincerity receives no reward, whether it was done for the praise of people only or coupled with seeking the reward from Allah. Moreover, such a person commits an enormous sin. One should not pride oneself for obeying Allah. After performing certain types of obedience, some people feel conceitedly proud of these actions. They feel they have a high status because of performing these actions, forgetting that Allah is the one who inspired and enabled them to do these good deeds. Insincerity and priding oneself for obeying Allah are two sins of the heart. They are also two bad characteristics that the pubescent person must avoid. One should be sincere while obeying Allah to earn the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to grant us the sincerity in obeying Allah and keep us away from insincerity. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And Allah knows best.